Hello and welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's O. How you doing? So I'm literally like pushing myself through this week. Like, granted, it's only like the start of the week, but I'm persevering, you know. With pressure comes diamonds. That's what I'm telling myself. Just to start with a little inspiration. So on this week's episode, I kind of want to be in y'all's business. Like, I'm about to be in y'all's kitchen. But I'm just kind of curious. When was the last time you used the stove? Yeah, that's kind of what I want to know. When was the last time you used the stove? So when was the last time you really sat down and cooked? Like, all the steps of cooking, like, you know, getting the ingredients, not only pulling seasonings out the cupboard, but like smelling the seasonings to see what's going to go good with this, or should you actually cook chicken, or should it be steak? Are you keeping it vegan? Are you seasoning the vegetables? Are you keeping it real organic? Like, you may not even steam it. You may just kind of wash it off, dry it off, and just, I don't know. But no, like, for real, like, when was the last time you cooked? So I got the inspiration from my mentor talking to her last week. Shout out to you. I absolutely love you as a person. Such a beautiful spirit. Y'all go get a mentor, but fun fact, she's not going to be like my mentor, so good luck. But she was kind of talking to me about, you know, my journey and how I need to be easy on myself because I'm actually doing the things that I said I've always wanted to do, and not to, you know, get too worked up about making sure it's done or trying to get it out there fast, because we live in a microwave society. And I was like, "Oh, girl, you don't even know what you just did." Like, she literally gave me the inspiration for this episode. So you already know you're about to get a dedication, sis. But yeah, I realize and have always realized, but also would like to add to the other people who are talking about it, that we live in a very instant noodle society. Like, you know, it's ramen is kind of losing its quality. Okay, not all of ramen, just that one brand that we're not going to talk about because I ain't getting sued like that. But we live in a very get done now and be good society. Like, just throw it in there, sets like cook down time, and we'll just wait, and sometimes impatiently too. So I would like to know, when was the last time you cooked? Like, when was the last time you simmered? Like, you had an idea, and granted, it didn't have to leave the paper just yet. Like, at least let it escape your mind to hit the paper. But when did you like build on the idea? Like, when did you start giving it life? Like, adding details, crossing out things, thinking of other people to add into it, like other ingredients. Like, when did you, you know, truly start gathering all of the elements? Just think about that. You know, just even with taking things out, like, what did you substitute it with? You know, because remember, like, you're not like wholeheartedly like in the meal yet. So there's parts where you could like renege it, like, oh, I think I want to like make something different. So you don't feel too bad. It's like you kind of seasoning the water. I don't know. There are people that season water. We're not going to get into that. But you haven't like really thrown the meat on the stove. So it's like, ooh, I could change it up if I want to. Or you're still contemplating on the vegetables. But like, you know, you let yourself simmer, or even boiling on low. So like, you got some of the ideas in the works. Like, you know, you've already decided on the vegetables and you're like chopping up the celery. You've truly figured out like, okay, I think I'm making soup tonight. Like, you've like chopped up all the vegetables, getting your water to a boil, but it's on like boiling on low. You're still contemplating, am I using pumpkin? Am I using squash as the base? I don't know. I'm not trying to be in your kitchen. I'm just bringing my kitchen to life with some missing ingredients, because I'll just be throwing some stuff in the pot. But that's not the point. The point is, when was the last time you actually gave your idea, your concept, your, I don't know, whatever your thing may be, when was the last time you put thought into it, but you also gave it space to develop? Not bloom, not all the way bloom, but just develop, like truly building on the concept and actually having short-term goals and long-term goals, but truly building on even just the short-term goals, because you got to start somewhere. And I'm not saying you shouldn't think about long-term goals, but sometimes when you move some of the short-term goals around, they can alter the long-term goals. So when was the last time you thought, okay, I'm gonna put some time into the pot? And then you're like, you know what, how about we kind of pull back on the time, probably throw some basil, you want to spice it up with some pesto, I don't know, you're feeling frisky, you add cilantro. Well, you are doing things. Please don't write any of these ingredients down. I don't know what soup you're making, but think about the ideas that you are writing down. Thinking about, you know, if what you're adding is too much for this one concept, maybe if you actually take a step back and realize what you have in front of you, can you do multiple things? Or can you, let's say you have 4 great ideas in front of you, you can like couple them up, 2 and 2. So you can have like, I don't know, surf and turf one night, and then like clam chowder with like a extra dash of, I don't know, whatever vegetable you want to overdo in clam chowder. But just, you know, put it in perspective. What do these ideas look like in front of you? You don't want to make too much of a hefty meal to where you have too many like eyes on the stove on at one time, and now while you're focused on one thing, like the other thing is kind of sitting down for too long. Now it's overcooking, now it's boiling over. Like, you know, you want to make sure you have balance, you have flow in the kitchen while you're cooking on the stove. Ooh, put me in a booth. But yeah, like, what idea do you have that you are trying to throw into the microwave? Like, what idea are you spoiling by putting it in the microwave? You can have something that's like such a tan-fastic idea, and then you just want it to happen now because you got to keep up with the Joneses. You got to make sure, oh, well, this person's doing this, or, you know, I want to be seen first, so I'm gonna just go ahead and drop this. And it's like, there's one thing to, you know, have a sampler, like while you're cooking, you're like, okay, I'm gonna taste this, I kind of want to get like, you know, some extra taste buds on it, see like valued chefs, you know, people, community, family, friends, like the voices that you actually consider in almost your day to day. Like, hey, like, tell me what you think about this, or how are your taste buds doing? And actually taking constructive criticism and putting it in the best place. So, you know, maybe they're like, oh, well, why don't you try this for the recipe instead? Or, oh, I think I would change out, you know, maybe this for this. Or you can keep both and ease up on both of them, so like all the ingredients could be appreciated. Ooh, I hope the next time I cook is as good as this episode, because now I'm hungry. But but just, you know, thinking about it, like, are you taking the time to process your craft or your idea or your project, and, you know, giving yourself the space to actually like cook thoroughly? Because I mean, microwave foods are cool, I'm not gonna knock it. At the same time, you know the difference between some microwave mashed potatoes and actual mashed potatoes. And for the naysayers who are like, well, I could make some microwave mashed potatoes taste like homegrown tomatoes, like my grandma put her foot in it, potatoes. I'm saying the wrong thing. Mashed potatoes. I know what I'm trying to do here. There's a difference. That's the point. The point is, you know the difference. And with you knowing the difference, you can appreciate the journey and the outcome of quality homemade mashed potatoes. Stop shortchanging your craft because you want it to happen now and fast. Stop using the microwave. Don't you just love when the aroma of the kitchen like rises as something is slow cooking on the stove? I'll even give you grace and say you could use a crock pot. Fine, so be it. Because sometimes when you just let some meat slow cook in a crock pot, baby, you have my heart and my appetite. That's it though. That's all you get. I mean, you may get a smile. You get a compliment too. But there's a different appreciation. There's a different just sitting in it that you do when something has taken time to develop, to be nurtured, to just marinate, just soaking itself, soaking all the ingredients, just swimming in each other. And then you put that thing on the stove and you just let it heat up a little bit. Just think about it. And I know I've said this already, but when was the last time you changed up the recipe? When was the last time you left room to change up the recipe? So I made some soup sometime last year, and it was my grandmother's chicken foot soup recipe. And I know off rip it sounds like I'm just trying to change my grandmother's food. That's not the case. What had happened was I was so stuck in her recipe that I tried to make it again sometime later on last year. And I was so upset. I was like, I'm missing something and something's off. It's not the same. And I realized that the first time I bought pumpkin, the second time I bought squash. Now, yes, they're cousins, fine. But to me, it's different. However, after I called my grandmother griping and everything, she let me know that even with me using a different like base, I could have used another vegetable to complement it and to even add to the flavor. And I put my big girl pants on. I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it again. And the third time I intentionally bought squash. And I think I also added definitely celery, definitely carrots. I added okra. And that sounds crazy. And as I added okra, I think I added some other like dry seasonings to the mix as well. But I was so proud of myself that I even made the initial mistake to give myself the opportunity to turn around and try it again. Because I had to leave room to change the recipe. I had to leave room for not even error, a room for growth, a room for elevation. I had to leave room for, you know, just something a little different. There are times where you're cooking and things are not looking sexy. Like one pot is smoking a little different than you planned on it. Another pot you thought was on is not, because you got too many things going on in the kitchen. But when you reel it in and you actually focus on one pot after the other and making sure you clear your cooking space as you go, because we're not sloppy out here. I'm not about to slip on some oil because I left a pot boiling over because I was worried about something else. No, you gotta keep it clean. Put it in the sink. Do what you gotta do. but you have to leave space for change. Because you as a person, you're always changing and always evolving. So why shouldn't your projects, like why shouldn't your ideas, why shouldn't your journey, why shouldn't your craft? You're allowed to, you know, shake it up a little bit. You're allowed to change your mind. I wouldn't say like dash the whole project and just like, you know, cross out everything. But sometimes some of the best recipes have to be put back on the shelf and stepped away from. Because you'd be surprised that once you give yourself a break, talk to your community about it, have a fresh perspective, have a life experience, you never know. Maybe you need the right lived experience. Hopefully good, of course. To help it truly like come to life or feel much more attached or appreciated or appreciative of the concept, project, idea, XYZ, whatever it is to you. You know, what if you just need to take a step back? Nothing wrong with that. Put it on the shelf. Let it sit there for a little bit. Now, don't let it collect dust. Like, don't you be like, you know what? The stove was cool. I burnt myself. Ah, it's hot. I'm using microwave. That's lame. That's whack. That's you abandoning it. And I don't want none of your food. Okay, that's kind of mean. That's a little mean. I take it back. I renege. I'm sorry. Please don't go. But no, like, you're allowed to step away and come back to it. People do it all the time. And it's a matter of making sure you keep it in mind and you remember it instead of just letting it go altogether. You're allowed to be a little bit upset. I ain't even disappointed. I'll use the word. You're allowed to be disappointed if something doesn't come out the way that you expected it to. Because at the same time, you're allowed to take notes on where it didn't go well and do it again. Give it another try. And with you giving another try, you're giving yourself the opportunity to even change something that you thought you would keep with the original plan, but you realize that, oh, maybe this perspective is better. Or maybe you want to build on that and focus more in another direction that you didn't put too much thought into the first time. And you wouldn't have had that realization if you didn't let the idea cook a little bit. There's this guy on TikTok who's like, you know, I'm gonna let it vibe on the side. Sometimes you just gotta let it vibe on the side. Some stoves, if you have like an electric stove, it has like this one center eye at like the middle back, and it's just called the warmer. Like, it doesn't cook anything. It just, if something's already like good, it keeps it warm. Like, it keeps the temperature consistent. Sometimes you have something and it's great where it's at. Don't let it get cold. Just put on the warmer. Like, just set it down. Let it do its thing. People are going to come around to it when they're at the soiree, at the function. And then also work on something else. You're allowed to have multiple things going. But when you're actively cooking, don't cook too many things at one time. Don't let it burn or boil over. Because now it's messy. It's like hot, but not in a good way. It's like, oh, this is actually a lot and I need you to kind of bring it back in. Or yeah, now you got to get rid of it because it's spoiled. No one's going to digest that. No one's going to eat that. It smells crazy. Like, whatever is fried is done. It's well done. It's more like a well done put in the garbage. You know when you got to throw something away, but like you can't just put it in the garbage. Like, you actually have to get like a plastic shopping bag and then put it in there, tie the bag up, and then throw it away. don't let your content get like that. Don't just leave your content cooking or overcooking. Yeah, no. Pay attention to what you're doing. Be mindful of what you're putting out there. And if you need help, you're allowed to have, you know, some extra people in the kitchen. Now, don't overcrowd the kitchen because you don't need everybody in your pot. Not everybody needs to have their hands in your pot. Don't even let them look at the lid. They could stay in the living room and wait. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you need some extra eyes, again, some extra taste buds, someone just even checked, be like, hey, you want me to like turn the fire down for you? Yeah, that's cool. Oh, do you want me to like move this from one eye to the next? Or you want me to get the thing out the fridge? Oh, you want me to chop this up for you? You're allowed to have help. Don't turn help away. Discern your help. Figure out who you actually need help from. You don't need help from everybody because not everybody can help you. And that's a word for somebody. I don't know. Do with that information as you will. But yeah, don't overly participate to the best of your ability in this microwave society. Yes, there are times where having a microwave meal is very convenient. Sometimes it's just a quick thing. Don't make it a consistent thing. And I'm not going to act like I'm just like deep because I'm not. This is no. But just something to consider when it comes to being microwavable. Oh, everyone's doing it. Oh, I'm following the trend. Or, oh, you know, even though everybody's doing this, they're not going to do it like me. Okay. So that sounds like about you and all the other microwave meal brands. The only difference in y'all is the amount of preservatives you got. And baby, that sodium is only going to preserve you for so long. It's not going to preserve who you are as a person. It's not going to preserve what your craft could have been if it was actually authentically crafted with time and made with love. And yes, I do understand that you can truly cook a whole meal and have leftovers, and leftovers can sit in the fridge and just sit there if you're not paying attention, and then you run to a microwave meal, blah, blah, blah. I get that. At the same time, I'm gonna let you know, leftovers taste better than a microwave meal, and I'm going back for some leftovers. And for the people who don't appreciate leftovers, you had to make the sacrifice one day to eat leftovers because you ain't having nothing else. So fix your face. You loved it. Now back on track. Even then, you are allowed to maneuver and work your craft the best way that fits you. At the same time, pay attention to what your craft needs. If your craft needs to be nurtured to thrive, if it needs to be seasoned to stand out, if it needs to boil to pop off, it sounds like you need to use the stove. But if you're just, you know, I'm just here for the hype, I'm just here for the quickness, I'm just here, you know, just to make moves, to keep up with the Joneses, you know, gotta do stuff, gotta put out content, this, that, and the third, gotta stay relevant, gotta be seen on the timeline. Okay, cool. I know some really great microwavable brands for you, but they don't sponsor me, so you can message me and I'll give that to you on the side. But I truly hope you are drinking a lot of water because you're indulging in a lot of sodium and that's not really good for you or your spirit or your audience, because after a while it gets really bland and it plays out really fast. So good luck. Just think about what you're putting out there. Would you give yourself that? Would you feed yourself the same thing you're feeding other people? And if you would, I'm gonna need you to get some fruit. because you are full of it. I'm gonna need you to actually like detox yourself and come back. Like, I'm gonna need you to take care of yourself. I actually need your skincare regimen, because I know what you look like on the other side, because I've been there. You need to give people what you would want to be fed. And I know if you have someone special in your life and they gave you a microwave meal every day, you would be vexed. You would be perplexed. And you would be beyond upset. So don't do that to your audience. They are your people. They come back to you for a reason. You are heard. So feed the people what they deserve. Do not overindulge in this microwave society. It's called microwave for a reason. And that's the thing. Once that get cold, oh, it's disgusting. It gets spoiled so fast. Literally, if you don't get it while it's hot, it's just gonna be not. And that's just the fact, Jack. Like, think about it. Think about all the things that used to be a thing. Oh, this dance craze. Oh, this trend. Oh, when people doing this. And it's like, none of that lasted for a reason. And yes, there's a difference between like following a trend to like keep up followers and all that good stuff. Like, yeah, I get that. That's fine. But like, even when it came to, I don't know, like every college has this, and I'm not knocking it, I'm just putting it out there. But every college has like those one or two people that like, you know, start a trend or start a brand or something, and it gets traction. It's cool. But then the second they do something that's like microwaved or like Xeroxed or just copied or mimicked, and it's not authentic, it dies out. Like, the meaning behind it changes. And there are like a handful of people that I know that have created something since college, and it's just grown so much because it's so authentic. Like, it's truly from the heart. It's like made with so much love, so much attention to detail, even down to like the measuring of the grain of salt that you're gonna use, because a lot of people got high blood pressure, and you know, we're gonna keep it low sodium. There's so many great brands and companies that have flourished, and even influencers that have come such a long way because their content is real. So just keep that in mind. You don't have to force something, or just, I don't know, just keep giving people fakeness. Like, ugh, I'm getting nauseous thinking about it. After a while, microwavable food gets nauseating, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not gonna get into y'all diets or y'all business. I'm leaving the kitchen, I promise. I say all this to say, next time you getting ready to eat, put some real thought into it. Depending on where you are, if you can, use the stove. Thank you for who you are, who you've been, and who you will bloom to be. And I hope my words made sentences.